Hello, my fellow fallible human. Welcome to Season 7, Episode 6 of the Red Roof Recovery Show. My name is Tanya McIntyre. I am the owner-operator of Red Roof Recovery in the beautiful lakeside town of Goderich, Ontario, Canada. Red Roof Recovery has been my passion for the past few years and has been an intricate part of my continued freedom from addictions. When I first launched Red Roof Recovery during the pandemic, my goal was simple: to offer evidence-based tools and support for anyone navigating the often challenging path of addiction recovery. And then during COVID, addiction and suicide rates more than doubled. And even though addiction is still one of the most complex conditions on this planet, it still remains one of the most stigmatized. Over time, I have come to realize what many of us in this headspace already know. Recovery and better mental health is about building mental health fitness. That's why we are evolving to the Mental Health Fitness Alliance, changing the conversation around mental health and addictions. We're moving from illness to wellness and from stigma to strength. At the Mental Health Fitness Alliance, we believe mental wellness is a necessity. Just like physical fitness strengthens our body, mental fitness strengthens our mind, helping us thrive in an increasingly complex world. Operating under the trusted umbrella of Red Roof Recovery, the Mental Health Fitness Alliance was created to meet the growing need for proactive mental health education and empowerment. We are passionate about bridging the gap between mental health awareness and practical everyday tools that promote resilience, emotional intelligence, and sustainable well-being. So everything that matters is staying the same. The name of this podcast will remain the same simply because the platform is established, and I hope you'll stay a subscriber and a supporter because we're continuing to talk real talk about mental health illnesses. We'll be sharing useful tools and techniques and strategies, supportive insights, and always a judgment-free lens on mental health and mental well-being. This small change reflects a larger mission: to help us shift the way we think and talk about mental health, to move from shame to strength, and to move from stigma to self-awareness. In this episode of the Red Roof Recovery Show, you will learn how to achieve and maintain better mental health with what I call my Formula A. When I find myself stressed or depressed, it's important to find ways to cope, ways that won't lead me back into my addictions. So I've developed a formula that helps me reduce anxiety, increase my energy levels, and enhance my mood. I call it my Formula A, and it has just four simple ingredients. The first A is awareness. Awareness of my thoughts. It helps me to recognize that most of them are repetitive and unhelpful. Being aware of this makes it easier for me to do something like catch it, check it, change it. I like to come up with these snappy slogans so they're memorable. So in this awareness phase, I catch any unhelpful thoughts. I check it using tools from CBT, which is just simply cognitive behavioral therapy. That's just thinking therapy. And then we change it to a more helpful thought. I often talk about one of my favorite doctors, Dr. David Burns. He's a pioneer in CBT. His website is feelinggood.com, and he created a list of the 10 most common cognitive distortions, which are really just unhelpful thoughts. Many of us have these distorted thought patterns, and once we learn to recognize them, we can develop an ability to quickly catch them, check them, change them to more helpful thinking patterns. So let me give you a quick example. How many times have you thought, I should have done better? So this is catching it. It's like, ah, oh, that is an unhelpful thought. It's called in the cognitive distortion list, shoulding yourself. So when we use critical words like should or must, which we say is masturbating, that can kind of make us feel pretty shitty, like we failed. And that can lead to anger, frustration, and even lack of motivation. So then we're going to take that and check it with a CBT tool. And there are literally hundreds of tools that you can use in the process of maintaining better mental health. In this instance, we're just going to use something called the four questions. Number one, what's the evidence that is supporting this attitude that I should have done better? Number two, if it lacks evidence, what does that suggest? Number three, does this attitude help me get to where I want to go? Or is it diminishing my motivation? And number four, what attitude could better help me get to where I want to go? And then we change it with a more helpful and less rigid thought. Something like, okay, maybe I should have done that, but I can learn to do better. I can strive to do my best, and my best is good enough. So now we get to the second A of the formula A, and that's avoidance. Avoiding people, places, and things that can potentially lead you into disturbing thoughts. Because our diet really is more than what we're eating, right? It's also what we're watching, what we're reading, what we're listening to, and who we're spending time with. We become the company we keep. So it's worth the effort to keep good company. So make a conscious effort to watch uplifting programs, read inspiring stories, listen to music with positive lyrics, and keep the company of people who are lifting you up and not pulling you down. And then the next A of the formula A is focusing your attention on things you can change. There's great power in knowing that the only thing we can control in life is ourselves. And the final A in the formula A is acceptance. Accepting that life can sometimes be challenging and that we humans are fallible. We're doing the best we can to navigate life the best way we know how. Unconditional acceptance of ourselves, others, and life can foster better mental health. So remember to talk to yourself like you talk to your best friends, using encouraging, supportive, compassionate language. And if you would like a copy of the 10 Common Cognitive Distortions created by Dr. David Burns, you can email me at info@redroofrecovery.com. And I will send that to you. I love giving Dr. Burns credit for that because it seems to have been hijacked by the whole industry. But it was actually Dr. David Burns that came up with that list back in the 70s. So this is going to be kind of how the podcast is happening from now on, now that we have evolved into Mental Health Fitness Alliance. As always, may the force be with you. And remember, you are the force. My name is Tanya McIntyre, owner-operator of Red Roof Recovery in the beautiful lakeside town of Goderich, Ontario, Canada. And now, mental health fitness trainer with Mental Health Fitness Alliance, where our mission is to educate and empower individuals, families, and corporations to prioritize and strengthen mental wellness. Our goal is to make mental health practices as common and as valued as physical fitness routines. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for being here with me. Bye for now.